Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayis Maseches Nazir. Mishnah Beis continues to examine the details of the Isser for the Nazir to consume grape products. Now, we've noted that the Shiur to be Chayiv Makos is a Kizayis, right? And then lesser quantities of the various grape parts are Mitzdariv to create an Isser if they total a Kizayis. Mishnah Beis teaches that nevertheless, each part of the grape has its own iser, and if eaten in quantity, would generate a separate chiyuv of makos. V'chayev al yayin bifnei atzmo, one is chayuv makos, if we drink, one drinks a revias of wine, if another drinks a revias of wine, v'al ha'anovim bifnei atzmon, and the flesh of the grape itself. So again, a kizayis of the flesh of the grape would have its would generate its own chiyuv makos, v'yal hachartzanim b'fnei atzman, and a kizayis of grape skins generate their own chiyuv makos, v'yal hazagim b'fnei atzman, and a kizayis of grape seeds generates its own chiyuv makos. So each of these, if one ate four kizayisim, which comprised let's say three kizayisim, drank a revias of wine and ate three kizayisim, which comprised a kizayis of flesh, a kizayis of skin, and a kizayis of seeds, that would constitute four sets of makos. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah has a different perspective. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah omer, Einu chayev ad sheyochal shnei chatzanim v'zagan. The iser is specifically to eat two seeds and their grape skin, the skin that goes with those seeds, around that grape that the seeds come from. Now, this is both a kula and the chumrah. It is a kula because even if you eat a kazayas, you're not chayav according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah unless you eat those two seeds and a skin. You could have as much flesh as you want without being chayav makos. It's still usher, but it's not chayav makos according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. On the other hand, there's also a chumrah here, because a two seeds and a skin is usually going to be considerably less than a kazayas. And nonetheless, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, you'd be chayav. Whereas according to the Tanakhama, you would not be chayav because you've not yet had a kazayas. Now, we've said in the words of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he refers to the seeds as chartzanim, right? It says, shnei chartzanim v'zagon, the two seeds and the skin that surrounds them. However, so the chartzanim are the seeds, and the zag is the skin. However, that is not everyone's opinion. In fact, we have a machlokas, what exactly, which are the chartzanim and which are the zagim? What is the skin and what is the seeds? Eluin hachartzanim ve'eluin hazagim. Which is chartzanim and which is zagim? Well, so that's not clear. It's a machlokas. Hachartzanim elu achitzonim, hazagim elu apnim. In the Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says the chartzanim are the outer part, so that's the skins, and the zagim are the inner part, that's the seeds. Rabbi Yossi, who agrees with the Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Yossi omer shelo tita. Don't make this mistake. Chartzanim are seeds and the zagim are skins. And here's how you remember, says Rabbi Yossi. Shelo tita, so you don't make a mistake. Kezug shel behema. Zag is like the word zug. And the zug of the behema is a cowbell, the animal bell that goes on an animal. We think about it, a cowbell. I guess there could just as well be a sheep bell or goat bell. So the outer part, hachitzon, zug. The outer part of the bell is called the zug. And the inner part, the clapper, the hapnimi inbal, the inner part is called the inbal. So the outer part of the bell is called a zog, and so too for grapes, the outer shell is called the zag. And of course, there's no parallel between inbal and chartzanim, but the point is you'd remember it by remembering that the outer part of the cowbell is the zog, and the outer part of the grape is the zag, according to Rabbi Yossi.